Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Can find whatever you may need. If you got the money, honey, we got your disease in the jungle. Welcome to the jungle. Watch it bring you to your knees. I wanna watch you bleed.
And welcome to the TexasLending.com mortgage jungle. Helping you find your way through all the happiness that is getting yourself home financing. I'm Kevin Miller here, once again joined by the illustrious and beautiful inappropriate Uncle Bubba. We are talking about your home loans for next hour, and there is still life for the Mavs after a little showing up last night.
What was that?
I don't know. But you know what? It makes the weekend fun because you have something to look forward to at the end of the weekend. And we still have life for you trying to get yourself a mortgage. As mortgage rates have dropped this week a little bit, you know, there's always shenanigans going on out there. Shenanigans cause rates to go down. And so your rates have come down a little bit. And so that means it is time to get you a great deal on your home loan. With TexasLending.com, you can get in touch with us early and often today on our text lines at 214-354-5989. That's 214-354-5989. Text there, and we will answer your questions here on the show. We want to help you out. We want to get you going in the right direction when it comes time to getting that home financing done. It starts with TexasLending.com. Inappropriate Uncle Bubba, how are you?
I'm doing great. Doing great.
All right. What have you done to properly justify your inappropriateness this week?
Gosh, I was really a pretty good boy.
Really?
Yes.
So we're going to have to get rid of the...
Yeah, I
just
you know, I was home by midnight every night, you know, and...
Yeah, so anyway, well, okay, well...
Even last night.
Yeah, well, my son calls Uncle Bubba, Uncle Bubba. And so, but over the years, we've seen enough things to make sure you are properly introduced to everyone.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, like I said, when you're talking about mortgage rates now, I think we're finally getting away from the rates that were 4 years ago or whatever.
Oh, you know? Yeah. Well, the rates
were, people have to realize that they are what they are now.
We're seeing a lot of people locking in home equity loans, a lot of second lien home equity loans, a lot of fixed rate second lien, a lot of first lien home equity loans. A lot of people They already have a cash out refinance. If you already have one and you need to get more cash, $100,000, $200,000 out of your house, because that's what's happened here in DFW, then people are getting a lot of these done. If you're trying to get money out of your house, if you're trying to buy a home, we're going to start here by answering your questions at 214-354-5989. If you're trying to buy a home, text us the following: your current income, your current credit score, your current, well, your expected down payment, your current income, your current credit score, your expected down payment. And you know what? You don't have to be exact. We're just trying to get you going in a good direction here. Get us your information there. We'll tell you about how much home you might be able to afford. We're just going to give you some ranges of where you're going to find, you know, what kind of loans you're going to be looking at, what kind of loan sizes you're going to be looking at, what kind of payments you're going to be thinking about. These are not mortgage quotes. These are just kind of getting you in the right direction, which is what you need before you start, you know, getting yourself completely going and trying to get yourself into a home. It is Saturday morning here. It's time to relax a little bit and just get some good mortgage knowledge. Okay, the other thing is, if you're trying to get cash out of your home, text to the following number, 214-354-5989. Send this information: your current home balance that you have in your mortgage, your current home value, so your mortgage balance and your home value, as well as your credit score. And there was one more thing. Oh, your current interest rate, your current rate on your home, your current credit score, then your home value and what you currently owe on your home. Send that to us, then we'll get to your question, and we do it right here on the air and help you hopefully help you make some good decisions when it comes time to getting that home loan done.
And another thing, Kevin, they can email me, and I can, if they're not sure if they have a cash out on their home, I have a website that I can go to that immediately, within 30 minutes, can tell me whether they have a cash out on their home.
Whether they have the equity value.
Yeah, no, whether they have a, if their loan is an actual cash out. Because that's a question we get during the week
okay,
a lot.
Okay, so here's what he's talking about.
Yes.
So we have a law in Texas passed in 1997. We are the last state in the union here in Texas to allow home equity loans. Every other state had them. We didn't. When they passed the law, they put something in there that said, if you get a home equity loan in Texas, you can only have one home equity loan on your home at a time. So if you got a home equity loan 10 years ago and you're trying to get more cash out of your home, you can't get a second lien line of credit. If you have a home equity loan you got 10 years ago and you went and got a first lien home equity loan, because we weren't doing HELOCs in Texas 10 years ago. No one was doing these. And so if you wanted to get this, if you wanted to get a second lien, you couldn't, because you can only have one home equity loan at a time. Okay. So Bubba is saying that some people don't know if they have a home equity loan.
I can't remember.
I got my home.
Did I get cash out, or was it just a rate and term refinance? Because a lot of times people, their closing costs were paid and stuff, so they think maybe I had gotten a cash out.
This is important. People say, I need to really get money out of my home. Okay, yes. Well, let's get you a second lien. And then we go to find out your current loan is a home equity loan.
Right.
And so you have to do it on the first lien.
Yeah.
So if you have a home equity loan already, we just refinance that into a new home equity loan. That means you'll only have one home equity loan on your home. Bubba has a website you can go to find out if your current loan is a home equity loan. So these things started, we're only getting on the, some people, you know, I started doing loans here in 1997. And so, yeah, there's some people I got loans that they've already paid their homes off since we started helping people out here. Make sure you get in touch with us, 214-354-5989, 214-354-5989. Get us your questions. Bubba, you were saying earlier that you saw someone in our industry posting that they've had a couple of appraisals come in low recently.
Yeah. Yes.
That's something to be thinking about there.
Right.
Well, so the appraisals came in low. So you're trying to get a cash out of your home, or you're trying to sell your home, and next thing you know, the appraisal comes in lower than the listing price. We haven't heard much of this. So keep your ear to the
peeled.
Ground. Yeah. Keep your ears peeled. Keep your eyes to the ground.
Double check your comps.
Yeah. Anyway, we're going to make sure that we get your questions answered today. Here's question number one, Uncle Bubba.
Mm-hmm.
This person says, I have a question. I'm building a house and am looking to sell my existing house. I'm wondering if I should take a cash offer. I should take a cash offer. If so, how much of a discount is good to offer? So someone wants to, they want to sell their house and someone's offering them a cash offer.
Right.
So do they give them a discount for offering cash?
No.
How is cash any better to you?
Yeah.
Here's my question. Is it just because it's quicker? Yeah. Because, you know, is it just because you don't have to worry about the loan going through? You're just like, oh, I'm going to give you a discount because it's cash. It's not like you're standing there selling hot dogs in the corner and going to put it on the credit card.
You don't
have
to worry about appraisal either.
Well, the other thing is when people pay with credit card, there's usually a surcharge by the credit card company. And then that gets charged to the person selling you something. And so if you go to the mall, if there's still malls, you go to the mall and then you want to put something on a credit card and then the credit card company charges the mall people money for using the credit card as well, or for using the credit card. So you get charged interest over time. The person selling you something gets charged up front a percentage. So the thing is, if you're selling a house though, there's no extra charge to you. So I don't know how much discount you're going to be offering for cash.
I wouldn't.
For a cash buyer. Bubba says he wouldn't. So you don't want to be working with Bubba. He's just not going to give you the deal. He's just not that kind of guy. Okay, ready?
Ready.
This person says, my home is worth $400 and I owe about $200. And they said they did get cash out before.
Mm-hmm.
So they have a $400,000 loan. They owe $200 on it. Their current rate is 3.5.
Yeah.
And so it sounds like they had that for a little bit. And so they want to get cash out. So here, you know, the thing is they're going to have to do a first lien.
They just have to weigh the pros and the cons. It's real easy. Is how much debt can you pay off to make it offset and make your life better compared to having the higher house payment?
Yeah. So the question is, here's the other thing, is what's the best rate you've seen? What's the best rate you've seen on it? What's the best rate on a first lien cash out that you've seen in the last 2 months?
On an 80%?
Yeah, someone trying to get 80% of the value of their house.
7.75.
That was the best first lien. So that's good information. That's the best first lien cash out rate. So if you're trying to get cash and you're currently at 3.5 or 3 and you already have a cash out, then the best you're going to find if you refinance it. Now, the rates came down this week, so you might still see that a rate right around there. Now, you might find that best rate still right around there. When I say rates got better, you might see rates an eighth better, you know, this week than where they were the year. It's still down, so it's better than up, right?
And rates are better if you're not going to 80%. For every 5%, the rates are a lot better.
So if you're going to borrow, if you're only going to borrow 60% of the value of your house, your rates can be better than that. Now, you might find something closer to 7% in some cases.
Yes.
Because the charges, mortgage companies sell their loans into the secondary market. The secondary market sells bonds to your 401k, to pension funds, to insurance companies. They sell these bonds so they can get a return. You're getting a return. You're getting a fixed return in your bond fund. Well, when the loans get sold, there's a risk associated with these loans. And there are significant charges from the secondary market every 5% that your loan, the more you borrow on your house. So if you're going to borrow only 60% getting cash out versus 80% getting cash out, there are charges that just go away. So you're going to see much better interest rate options. You're going to see better options the less you borrow on your house.
Yeah, at 60%, you're going to see rate and term refinance rates.
Make sure you text your question, 214-354-5989. That's 214-354-5989. Text us now, and we'll come back after these messages. We're going to take a quick break early here so you can start getting your text questions in, and we can answer them after we come back after this early break on the TexasHoney.com Mortgage Show on 105.3 The Fan. We are back in the TexasHoney.com Mortgage Show. Kevin Miller here. That's me. And I'm with Inappropriate Uncle Bubba.
That's me.
That's him. And we want to make sure you get your answers to your questions here for your home loan. That's what we're here for. It is time. The summer is hot and homes are starting to move again here in Dallas-Fort Worth. Make sure you get your questions in. Text us 214-354-5989 so we can get you going down the right path for your home loan. Next question just came in. Can you do a 24-month bank statement loan for self-employed by taking, you know what's, I'm going to get this. So by taking average bank statements over average deposits. So they want to do a 24-month bank statement program. So everyone, what does that mean? Instead of using W-2s and tax returns for their income, they want to use bank statements. And so there's different ways to document income. Mortgage companies are required by law to document your income. Back in the financial crisis days, mortgage companies weren't documenting anything. You would just come in and say, yes, I make money. Mm-hmm. And then that was called a no income verification loan. And so they do, it was called stated income. You just state your income. I make $1 zillion. And then there was no verification of income. And so it just stated
they
income.
They also had no asset.
Those, it was a stated assets. Yes,
Nina,
I had money.
Nina.
And so no income, no asset loans. Now, they made a law. And the law says mortgage companies must document that you make income. Since we must document that you make income, then 24 months bank statements is one of the ways to do that. And so we take an average of your deposits. So if there's money going into your bank account and we see 24 months. Now, it's not just all of a sudden you had $200K come into your bank account 1 month.
Yeah.
This is you have money every other month going into your bank account or every month going into your bank account. We take an average of 2 years. Take an average of 2 years of deposits. And that's one way that self-employed people get home loans, because a lot of self-employed people do not want to document their tax returns, and they have all these write-offs.
They write everything off
if they can. They have things to write off. And so it's difficult to get an institutional loan. And then so you have to go with this alternative, which is called a non-QM loan. This person says their purchase price is $687. They want to buy a home for $687K. Their credit score is 714. They want to know what the interest rate is with 20% down and 25% down. And so, yeah, we have these loans.
Yes, we do.
And what I would do is I suggest we're going to look at the combination of your 714 score, your down payment. We're going to look at that income documentation. And it is it's a non-QM loan. And you're going to be happy, because once you can get in there and if rates ever drop, you can refinance it to a great deal as you get your income documentation where you
send
want.
Send me an email. I'm working all day today. So
What's your email, Bubba?
galexander@texaslending.com.
Galexander.
Galexander.
galexander@texaslending.com. That's Galexander. Text Uncle Bubba and he will get right on it. He's going back to the office and going to help you after we get off the air here. Get your questions in now, 214-354-5989, 214-354-5989. Go online to texaslending.com and just go there, get your information to us. We'll schedule some time with you to talk. We'll text you. When you get your information there, you'll immediately get a phone call. And then we'll text you. Say, hey, when's a good time to talk? Let's talk at 7 tonight when you get the boogers and the diapers taken care of. Or whatever it is you're taking care of out there. Maybe it's the happy hour, but you want to just get things started. We can start now at texaslending.com. Get your information in. And again, the text line right now, 214-354-5989. Here's one. What would be better, build a home or sell home and buy? Build home or sell home and buy. We own the land and the house right now. Okay, so they live in a house. Half an acre, small house. Estimated value, $200K. Demolish and build or sell and buy. Okay, let's say, should we demolish and build on their current property or should they sell their property and buy a new one? Well, it all depends on what value you're going to get for this, you know? It all depends on what you're going to get out of it. Now, here's the thing. You have a value of this property of $200K. The question is how much equity do you have in it? If you have equity in your property, you might be able to just have a construction loan done.
Yes, and that's what I was going to say.
And then just refinance it into a final loan. So let's say you have $100,000 of equity here. The equity that you have in your property right now can be used as the down payment on you building a new home on your property.
Exactly.
If you have equity.
That would be the way to do it.
For example, if there's a loan on you and your property right now, your house and your property, and the loan is $200,000 and the value is $200,000, there's no equity there. However, there are ways, there are several options here since you already own a property. There's so many things that you might be able to look into here. But yes, you can build on this property or you could sell it if you can get a good value of it and go buy somewhere else. Now, the final loan that you get done here is going to be at current home value rates, right? So just know the construction loans come in at a little bit higher rates most of the time if you're going to get a construction loan. If you are thinking of doing...
But they usually interest only, so...
If you are getting, if you are going to go down that construction thing, make sure you go get pre-approved for the loan before you do anything. I've known people that have gone out there and they've already surveyed their property and then they try to get the loan done. And then the people that are going to do the construction loan, they are the ones that want to do the survey. And they'll go, wait a minute, you already have a survey on this. We're not going to do the loan.
Yeah.
There's construction loans that come through construction divisions of organizations. And the construction divisions don't like when there's already, the survey is already out there on the property. And so, yeah, this person says they sent it back another text, which we always welcome more texts. That's great. Only owe $30K. So they owe $30K. It's worth $200. They have equity. They can use that equity as the down payment on the refinance or on the construction loan.
Right.
As the down payment. You don't have to put 5 or 10% down. You already have equity. That is the count. So when a lender is going to do loan of $200,000, they want you to put $40,000 down so that you have some skin in the game. You already have your skin in the game. Skin in the game
is your property.
Is your value of equity you have in the property already. So that's a good thing for you. And take a look. Make a phone call. Find out what kind of gymnastics you have to go through to get this construction loan done before you go down that path, and then take a look at that and see if you can swallow the effort, because you can either just sell it and just buy a home that's being built already and, you know, buy a spec home from a builder or buy a home from someone that's selling it, and you don't have to go through this construction thing, because the construction thing, you have to have a certain amount of fortitude if you've never done it before, mm-hmm. to be able to build and do all that. You just have to have patience. And so as long as you're a patient person...
Where are they going to live?
Some people aren't patient. They want the home already done. They want to buy the food already made.
Yeah.
They want to go to ETs or something like this. By the way, if you are... I just want to save a few people. If you're driving south on 75, anywhere from Oklahoma and south, there is a big accident right at Royal in 75 as you're heading south. And it delayed us getting here to the studio today. And it should be done by now.
Yeah, it should be done.
There was an incinerated car sitting there in the middle of the highway, and there were police and all the lights associated with it that go with...
There was a donut conversation going on.
Yes, the police are sitting around because they had already moved the whoever had... There was ambulances and everything. So anyway, just if you are still heading south, there's delays, just give yourself some extra time or go
check
around.
Your ways.
Yes. All right. Trying to do some traffic here on the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show.
We do it all.
All right. Go online and apply. Go to TexasLending.com. Get your questions in now. We want to answer your questions about you buying a home, getting cash out of your home. Maybe you have a question about your credit score. Bubba, we were talking about credit scores. And you said that a 660 is about the lowest credit score you could have and borrow up to 80% of the value of your property, right?
Correct.
Now, you have maybe a 640 score, 630 score. Maybe you're going to be limited to 620 out of your home. Is it possible? Are they getting wiped out?
They're getting wiped. I had one yesterday that was very interesting, is that when I pulled and looked at the credit, the main borrower had a 638 credit score. But his wife had a 720 credit score, but they need both incomes. So I immediately realized that none of the revolving credit of the wife's was in his name. He had nothing but student loans and installment debt. And that was the reason why his score is so much lower. They had no lates. They were not late on anything. One's a teacher and one's a dental assistant. So we're basically going to try to get those credit scores up by adding him to some of her revolving credit there.
Well, make sure you call TexasLending.com today. Go online, get your information in there, or text us here. We want to answer your questions here on the show. 214-354-5989, 214-354-5989. This is a simple one.
Simple.
They make $96,000 a year, and they're thinking about buying a $350,000 home. They want to know if they have the income to qualify for $350,000. We got to take a look at this. $96,000 a year. They didn't put their they didn't put their credit score in there, but $96,000 a year is about $8,000 a month, right?
Yep.
And so $8,000 a month might afford them, when we look at this, we're looking at about 33% of your income. So $2,700. $2,700 is about 33% of their income. About. We do abouts here. This is an about show because we're not signing any contracts here today. So we're giving you some abouts and some conservative estimates. So they're going to be able to qualify for about $2,700 on a house payment if the rest of their debts are in line and if they got the down payment. But a $2,700 payment might get them a mortgage around $300,000. It depends on what your taxes and the property are going to be.
Insurance.
Your homeowner's insurance, what kind of PMI you're going to get done on this thing.
How much are you putting down?
But $350,000 is going to depend on that down payment and a lot of other things that are involved there. There's also the 2-1 buy down options.
Mm-hmm.
And then also FHA have better rates than you're going to find on conventional. So there are options here. There are options for you. It's going to be close. So I'm going to say for your $350,000 house, definitely get in touch with one of our loan officers. We're going to run the numbers. We're going to take a look at things. And we don't really know until you know your down payment. If rates came down a little bit this week, these things are important. 0.5% of interest on a $360,000 loan, just 0.5% is $150 a month difference.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's significant. That's 2% debt to income ratio on $8,000 a month, nearly. It's abouts. And so every 1% that these rates drop for that person, it's going to improve their debt to income ratio by so much. It's going to be a significant factor there. So make sure that you call TexasLending.com. We want to answer your questions for you there, and we want to get your questions answered here on the show, 214-354-5989. Get your text questions in, 214-354-5989. I see them coming in now. Keep them coming in while we take a break. When we come back, we'll get to more of your questions here on the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show on 105.3 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season.
from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right. The weekend is starting. Well, for some of you, it started last night. Some of you are just getting up, and we're here to help your day with the most happy thing you can ever think about on a Saturday morning, your mortgage talk, which everyone looks forward to. I know you all set your dials and your clocks to listen into the TexasHunting.com mortgage show. Here we are. I'm Kevin Miller with Inappropriate Uncle Bubba. Let's get to your questions. If you want to get your question in, it's 214-354-5989. Bubba, they currently have a 2.65% rate.
Yubby.
Oh, the days. Back when we can get 2% rates. 2.65. They have a home of $440,000. And they also have a $165,000 home equity loan. So they already have a home equity loan on the house. Okay. We talked about this at the beginning of the show. They already have a home equity loan. And for a pool, outdoor area, is it possible to get another equity to consolidate my wife? It's funny. You have to put, sometimes there needs to be commas, to consolidate my wife and my debts. Home equity loan, consolidate their wife and their debts.
I never heard of that one.
All right, okay. let me try to figure out how this the grammar is supposed to go. Is it possible to get another equity to consolidate my wife and I debts, consolidate their debts, which have run up with family issues? Oh, they have all the things that maybe you have. They've had a death in the family, a car accident, etc. Home value last year was $880,000. Their credit score is 650 due to the increasing debt. And so they send in their income, which looks like should be able to get them the loan they're looking for.
How much do they owe?
They owe 165. Okay, so their loan is 400. They have $165,000 home equity. So all in, it's $600,000 they owe, and the home's worth $880. So they want to know if they can get another home equity loan. They might be able to consolidate, refinance this 165 home equity loan. So listen, they have this $165,000 home equity loan, and so what they might do is refinance the home equity loan, and maybe make that 165. So let's just say their home's worth $900,000. So 720, they have about 100,000 they might be able to get out. And the question is, with that 650 score, what are the options going to be for a second lien fixed home equity loan? And so we got to take a look at this. We got to take a look, Bubba. So they owe 165. It looks like they have another 100K accessible in the home value, based on the value of the home.
You'd have to pay off the 165 with a new loan.
Yeah, so it sounds like you might be able to keep this first loan you have at 2.65. They have a $400,000 loan, or 440 at 2.65. You're going to refinance the second loan. We're going to do a second lien refinance, refinancing that home equity loan into a new home equity loan at a bigger loan amount, and it should be possible. Now, as long as that home equity loan that you did is at least 12 months old, you can only get one home equity loan in your house within a 12-month period. And so as long as that other one is at least 12 months old, anything else they need to think about, Bubba?
Just the...
The credit score.
The credit score is
Going to be...
660 is the...
It's going to be precarious. We got to take a look at this and see what we can do and see what the options are for you. But you know what? Make sure you call our office. We'll run it through the computer system, see what it has to say. That 650 is going to be, that's going to be the kicker in the whole thing. You have the equity, you have the income, and it sounds like it might work out depending on where your credit score falls when we get it right.
And you have the wife.
Yes, which you're going to consolidate. And you know. So anyway, that's make sure you get your questions into TexasHunting.com, our office. Go online. Just go online to TexasHunting.com. And a lot of our loan officers are remote. They're all working through this thing called electronics today, and they're all working from different locations these days. But we are all tied into the same network, TexasHunting.com. Go there today. Get your questions in now, 214-354-5989. 214-533-4789. That's how we can answer your question here on the show, 214-354-5989. Again, go online and get your information into texaslending.com. Okay, Bubba, first-time home buyer and totally unaware of the home buying process. This is how I like to start.
Totally unaware.
Because it's Saturday morning. It is June 15th, and you are totally unaware of how to buy a home. So the good news is that we're going to help you right here, right now. And so what do you need to start to prepare to buy a home? I make $75K a year. So they make about $6,250 a month. So one third of that's going to be about $2,100. We're looking at about $2,100 of home affordability. Just based on your income of $75,000, $2,100 a month is about what you're going to be searching for at your current income to be thinking about getting yourself into a home. That's one third of your monthly income, about $2,100 a month. So let's look at this. When we get into this home, Bubba, mm-hmm. it says they have a 715 score. How much home should they be looking for? They have $5K saved, but I have a hunch that's not enough. That's not true. That is not true. So that might be enough depending on how much you're trying to get yourself into. There are some home buyer programs, first-time home buyer programs, and depending on where you're buying, and it's hard in some of these areas, it's hard to do it, but there are the minimum down payment on a conventional loan for a first-time home buyer through the secondary market of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, the minimum down payment requirement is 3% down, okay? That's for first-time home buyers. Not everyone knows that. They think it's 20% down or 10% down. It's 3% down minimum. Now, that comes with higher mortgage insurance mm-hmm. than if you put 5% down or 10% down. So you'll have some mortgage insurance on that. And it looks like your credit score is high enough. You have a 715 score. So that's a nice thing. Now, they have some programs through Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac that do allow for a rebate at closing of 1% so that you don't have to put 2% down. But there are requirements of your income in the area that you're buying. We have to look at where you, what zip code you're buying in and what your income is for that zip code. And based on your income, if it's under a certain median income for that area, you may qualify for that less down, 2% versus 3%. That 3%, again, does require higher mortgage insurance, so it might affect your affordability. Mm-hmm. However, there are ways. Now, the other option to think about here is your FHA loan, which has lower mortgage, lower rates than you're going to find on conventional loans. But there's a minimum down payment on FHA of 3.5% out of pocket. 3.5% out of pocket requirement for an FHA loan. And so FHA is different than conventional. They have different mortgage insurance upfront and different mortgage insurance. The upfront gets financed in the loan. There's a monthly mortgage insurance on FHA. FHA has currently lower rates than conventional loans. The mortgage insurance is typically less than you're going to find on a conventional loan. That means you might be able to afford more on an FHA loan if you have the down payment. We said, I had a commercial during the break there that said, there are you can get gift funds from a relative to may be able to help you with your down payment. So that might be able to get gift funds on a first-time home buyer conventional loan.
There's also USDA in outlying areas.
If you're buying in the country, if you look out your window as you're driving and you see a cow or a horse, you might qualify for a USDA loan.
Well, you'd be surprised. Little Elm, Forney, those kind of areas and those outlying areas are still USDA eligible.
And you may see a cow USDA. Or a horse when you look out the window when you're driving. Yeah. And so if you that is not the prerequisite for a USDA loan. But a USDA loan does offer zero down loans for people in rural areas. And the USDA website will tell you if your area qualifies for a USDA loan.
USDA.gov.
But there are also income limitations.
That doesn't sound like a problem.
And asset limitations. If you do qualify for a conventional loan and the minimum down payment, you do not qualify for a USDA loan. You have asset limitations on USDA. So if you have assets for the down payment for a conventional loan, it's really to help people in rural areas who don't have the down payment. But these are your options for first-time home buyers. There are more. There are VA loans, right? There are. If you're older than 62, you might qualify for a reverse mortgage for a home purchase. And there's different options of getting yourself into homes. But if you're a first-time home buyer, It starts with a phone call and getting pre-approved. Now, the phone call, we're just going to take your information and you're not going to be charged. Then we're going to get you pre-approved and we're going to get you a pre-approval letter. And the nice thing is all this is to get you going in the right direction, and you can do it stress-free by calling TexasLending.com. Go online and get your information in. And there's no, until you have a contract and a home, you're not obligated to do anything. And so that's a nice part about getting pre-approved for a home purchase loan with TexasLending.com. Go online and get that started now. Get your questions in. We're going to take another quick break here. When we come back, we want to get to more of them. Turn it on, leave it on. And if you do so, that means you are here on 105.3 The Fan with TexasLending.com. Coming back for more. All right.
We're back.
We are back in the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. We want to get to your questions right now. Get them in at 214-354-5989. We sure do love sitting up here in the studio overlooking downtown Dallas. We can almost see all the way to Fort Worth on a clear morning. But right now, we want you to get in touch with us, and we're going to get to your questions because they are good ones. Here's a good one, Bubba.
Yep.
First-time home buyer. Oh, we just got that one. Let me get this one. Okay. Looking to help build my credit back up. It says my current credit score is 705. That's pretty good.
That's good.
705 is good. So you're trying to get your credit score back up. So right now, it's in actually a decent spot. You can get most anything you need to credit-wise. My townhouse is fully paid. Value of $450K. Credit cards are paid each month. So they pay off their credit cards each month.
Good.
And they typically run, they only run their credit cards up to 20% of utilization, up to their available credit. And so, would a HELOC or a cash out refi benefit me more in rebuilding my credit? Thank you for your general guidance. And I would say no.
No.
No. Don't put any obligations on your house unless you have some reason to invest that money in a better vehicle. I'm not a financial planner. Unless you have you have your home paid off. If you current rates, you're getting cash out of your house, you're going to be somewhere between 7% and 12%, depending on what you're trying to get done. Okay. With your credit score, you're going to qualify for one of those. But when you get a loan on your home, you're bringing in a bank or a lender or a servicer into the business that is your house. And if your home's paid off, unless you have a reason to take that money, pay off higher interest credit cards that are 20%, pay for college, invest it into a nice vehicle that's going to make you more money, that's going to compound interest for you. Get a home loan when you need to get a home loan.
Yeah.
Okay. When you need to.
It makes sense.
Yeah, when it makes sense. Or when it makes dollars. Okay. So, but this person, they're paying off their credit cards every month. That's all you need to do. Keep your credit card balances low. Pay them off every month. Your credit will continue to improve. Just keep on doing what you're doing. It sounds like you're in a good spot.
It doesn't
sound
like you need anything right now. It sounds like your life's perfect.
Yeah, yeah.
You're just meddling in it.
Everyone wants to have their credit cards paid off every month. Okay, there's the next one. Both wife and I have been self-employed for 30 years. We expense majority of expenses through the company. It says we show only $40K a year in income. They've been self-employed for 30 years. They only show $40K in their tax returns. And they have an 825 credit score. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
It's about as good as you can get. We have a 3% mortgage. So it says they have, they only owe $50,000 on their house.
Whoa.
So they have a $50,000 loan at 3%, but their home is worth $1.2 million, which in California is a single wide mobile home. Okay. So, but that's not California, it's Texas. And so they have a $1.2 million home here. And so they have $50K on their house. At 3%. They want to get $250K out. So here's the thing is, since they only show $40K in income on their tax returns, they're not going to be able to get a conventional loan through an institutional investor.
Correct.
So the thing is, with the income they're showing, they're not going to be able to get a loan on this house. Okay. Their options. Well, they could get $100,000 out on a first lien, right? They have enough income to be able to get $100,000 on their home. But
Not with the taxes,
but
probably
here's the thing
on that house.
But they only owe $50,000 at 3%. So let's say you get a $300,000 loan here. Why $300,000? We're going to pay off the $50,000. We're going to roll in the $250,000 cash out you're going to get. Or we're going to look at doing this on a non-QM loan, non-qualified, because we're going to have to get bank statements.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to look at your average deposits in your bank statements for the last 12 to 24 months. The more months we get, the better your rate's going to be. If you really want to get the cash out, if you need the cash, you're going to consolidate this first lien into a second loan.
Into one loan.
You're going to consolidate your first loan.
It's going to have to be a non-QM loan. There's not any non-QM seconds, Kevin. So it's going to have to be a first lien.
We're not going to be able to leave this $50,000 loan by itself because of your scenario of not showing enough income. But bank statements can qualify you for a non-QM cash out. We have to take a look. I'd say can. We got to take a look at all your particulars. So make sure you get in touch with TexasLending.com right now. Okay, last question of the day. It's not the last question of the day. It's an appointment reminder coming in through text. Okay. And so I thought it was a question. So we are happy that you've got all your questions into us today. We have a couple more minutes here. Anything that you want to just make people aware of, Bubba? Anything you want to make people aware of as they're going after?
No, that last question is a good question. And it all goes back to, you know, what we do at TexasLending.com is basically we do make sense loans. I mean, if it makes sense, you have to weigh the pros and the cons. All we can do is give you what the tools are.
Yeah, we had some people, one person sent in a question today of, you know, should they tear down their house on their current property and build a new one or just sell it and buy somewhere else? We had this one. You know, these are decision times. They have a $1.2 million house. They have plenty of equity there, but they're only showing $40,000 of income. So if they want $250,000 out of their house, the only way to do that is to show more income. And the only way to show more income, if you're writing it all off, is to show it through bank statements. So if you're in your personal bank account, we just see deposits every month. We want to see the deposits go into your bank account every month.
It would be a business bank statement loan. 24 months or 12 months.
We have two kinds. We have a business bank statement loan where we can show the deposits into your business bank account. And then we have a personal deposit loan where you can show deposits into your personal bank account. We can use either depending on your whole situation. We have to look at the entire situation, find out which situation is going to be the best to document your income. And if we can do that, yes, you can get, if everything falls into place, it looks like it's going to be possible there and you're still going to have plenty of equity in your home. And hopefully the whatever that money is going to be used to invest in is going to be worth the return for you. And we're always here to help you. Make sure you go online to TexasLending.com. One of the great things when you're buying a home is you get on the phone, you grab a cup of coffee, you get in touch with the loan officer. These days, you can even set up Zoom calls where you get to see your loan officer from afar because no one travels anymore unless you want to. Then we sit down for a real cup of coffee with a real person. It's an amazing thing. And so you sit down there with your loan officer and you just say, here's what I want to do. Here's when I want to do it. We take a look at it for you. We make sure that you are pre-approved. We send it to an underwriter in-house, get you fully pre-approved. And then we get you this pre-approval letter and you hand it to your realtor. Call TDT Realtors over there in Arlington. TDT Realtors, they have people all over Texas. Get in touch with TDT Realtors. Go to TDTRealtors.com. Bubba, we got to get out of here. But we appreciate you, Inappropriate Uncle Bubba.
Yeah.
Go find your inappropriate uncle. Give him a hug today. We're going to come back next week for more fun here in the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. Have a great weekend. See you next week on 105.3 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.